For the ones who work hard to ensure their crew can always go the extra mile, and the ones who get in early so everyone can go home on time, there's Grainger, offering professional-grade supplies backed by product experts so you can quickly and easily find what you need. Plus, you can count on access to a committed team ready to go the extra mile for you. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Welcome back into the Tide Talk podcast. I am your host, Stacey Blackwood, and this is another edition of Tide Talk in 10. And on today's episode, we're going to be looking at some of the NFL players from Alabama. Like always, this is brought to you by BetOnline.ag. BetOnline is the fastest and easiest way to earn money on sports betting. College football is back. The NFL is back. So make sure you head over to BetOnline.ag. You can sign up today on your mobile device or your computer and use the promo code BLEAV, B-L-E-A-V, to earn a 50% welcome bonus on your first deposit. That's betonline.ag, your online sportsbook experts. All right, guys, if you're not already, make sure you're subscribed so you don't miss a single bit of our content here on the Tide Talk podcast. Like I said, this is a new thing that we're doing here, Tide Talk in 10, where we try to bring you a little bit of information in 10 minutes or less, different times throughout the week. And today, like I said, it's going to be about some of the NFL players that are from Alabama. You know, a lot of guys are doing a lot of great things in the NFL. But before we really go too far, question of the day, will Derrick Henry win the NFL rushing title for a third consecutive year? Why for yes or him for no? Jump in the comments right now and give me your answer. So we'll just start right there with Derrick Henry. Derrick Henry has another monster performance last weekend against the Jacksonville Jaguars. 130 yards, three touchdowns, and right now he is on his way, leading the NFL right now in rushing for a third straight year. All right, and not only that, listen to this crazy stat. Derrick Henry has the most rushing yards over a 40-game stretch than anybody else in NFL history. I mean, he's beaten out guys like O.J. Simpson, Eric Dickerson, some of the all-time greats in NFL history. So Derrick Henry is literally making history as we speak. Just another great example of a great Alabama player in the NFL. Another running back from Alabama who's starting to make a big name for himself is rookie Najee Harris. Of course, Najee was taken with the 24th pick by the Pittsburgh Steelers earlier this year, and he is doing a great job, you know, behind an offensive line that really isn't a strong suit for that team, but he's really having a really solid rookie season. He had a 100-yard performance on the ground this last weekend, and then a couple weeks ago he had a 100-yard receiving performance. So he is really showing his versatility for that Pittsburgh offense, and you know, he's kind of really carrying that load for that offense. So he's turned out to be a great pick for the Pittsburgh Steelers, and he's a guy that they can rely on for years to come. So it's really good to see Najee kind of fulfilling that potential of a first-round draft pick. Now let's look at another rookie in Mac Jones. Mac Jones is completing over 70% of his passes there in New England. And of course, you know, he had a heartbreaking loss a couple weeks ago against Tom Brady when Tom Brady returned to New England to face Patriots. Now with the Tampa Bay Buccaneers, you know, they miss a last-second field goal to beat the Tampa Bay Buccaneers and Tom Brady. But Mac did a great job late in that game of giving them the lead. Of course, Tom Brady goes down there, gives the Bucs the lead, but Mac was able to march his team down the field and give the kicker an opportunity to make a field goal to win the game. And, you know, it just didn't go in. But Mac is doing a great job for New England. And, you know, he's really playing behind a poor offensive line, if we're being honest, and he doesn't really have the weapons that he needs to be real successful right now in the NFL. But I think Mac has all the tools to be a great NFL quarterback. His accuracy is unmatched. And now just a look at one other player real quick. Quinnen Williams. He is quietly having a really, really good season for the New York Jets. And not many people know that because it is the Jets and they're terrible. But Quinnen Williams is second among all defensive tackles in the NFL with sacks with 3.5 on the year. So he's having a really good season. We all know what he can do. He had a great season his last year there in Tuscaloosa. So this is no surprise. He's kind of, you know, been injury riddled his entire NFL career, but now he's starting to be healthy and he is starting to perform at a high level. So it's a big year for Quinnen Williams, and I'm really excited to see how he can continue to grow. But the biggest news this week is the news about Tua Tagovailoa. It was announced on Tuesday that he was going to be returning to practice, and right now his status for Sunday's matchup with the Jacksonville Jaguars, which is being played in England, is unknown. But it's big news. He is back off the injury reserve list that he was on for 3 weeks after breaking ribs against Buffalo in week two. So it's good to have Tua back. We'll wait and see if he's going to be able to play this Sunday. If not, probably the next week he'll be available. So we'll just kind of have to wait and see on that. But we're going to be here at the Tide Talk podcast to cover all of that. And we're really excited to see Tua back on the field. All right, that's going to do it for this Bama in the NFL edition of Tide Talk in 10, brought to you by betonline.ag. Make sure you subscribe and jump in the comments right now and answer the question of the day. Will Derrick Henry win the NFL rushing title for the third straight season? Y for yes or N for no? All right, guys, I really appreciate you watching. Roll Tide.
For the ones who work hard to ensure their crew can always go the extra mile, and the ones who get in early so everyone can go home on time, there's Grainger, offering professional-grade supplies backed by product experts so you can quickly and easily find what you need. Plus, you can count on access to a committed team ready to go the extra mile for you. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.